Mark and Walt in the Morning, 8:11 on this Wednesday. Joining me now is Aaron Wright, who is a nurse practitioner with Great Lakes Recovery Centers, joining us to talk about International Overdose Awareness Day. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
International Overdose Awareness Day. What is that and when is it coming up?
So that is Monday, August 31st, and it's to bring awareness to overdose. So overdose of drugs is, of course, very an epidemic in our nation and globally. So it's to bring awareness to it.
And now I understand also that the coalitions of communities that care are going to be distributing free Narcan on that day. Tell me about that a little bit.
That's correct. So there are communities that care coalitions in most of the counties in the Upper Peninsula, and they all have events on that day where they're distributing Narcan free to any individual who would like it. There's no prescription needed. They can just go and get the Narcan for free on that day.
Now, we hear about Narcan. What is it? What does it do, and how is it used?
So Narcan is a medication that reverses the effects of opioids. It only works for opioids, but it makes it so that the opioids that are in the brain are displaced from those centers. So that way people can, be revived from an overdose. So it can be used two ways. There's a nasal spray and there's also an injection. I believe the one that they're giving away is the nasal spray. So if you suspect an overdose for anybody, it can be administered and it can save their life.
We're talking with Aaron Wright, who is nurse practitioner with Great Lakes Recovery Centers. International Overdose Awareness Day is this Monday, August 31st. Aaron, when we're talking about overdose, opioid overdose in particular, what are some of the signs and the symptoms to watch out for?
Sure. So opioids really just slow the whole body down, so you can think of it that way. So if somebody isn't responsive, if their breathing is really shallow or slow or has completely stopped, if you cannot wake them up, unusual snoring or gurgling sounds, if they look like they're deprived of oxygen, like their lips or their fingertips are blue or gray, or their arms or legs are kind of floppy, those are all signs of an overdose of opioids.
Now you sent over some statistics to prepare for this conversation. You sent over some state statistics that include 2,599 deaths from drug overdoses in Michigan in 2018, and more Michiganders died from drug overdoses than car accidents in 2018 in Michigan. That shows some of the prevalence of this as an issue in our community. Now, you are a nurse practitioner with Great Lakes Recovery Centers. What are some of the services, treatment options, and things that they can provide if there is an issue with this, either with a family member, a loved one, or even someone maybe having some matters personally?
Yeah, so Great Lakes Recovery Centers offers both residential and outpatient treatment for addiction across the Upper Peninsula. So in order to access help, people can call us and, get screened and get appropriate treatment, whether it be, the residential treatment centers available in the Sioux or in Marquette County, or just outpatient treatment available in many counties throughout the UP.
We've been talking with Aaron Wright, who is a nurse practitioner with Great Lakes Recovery Centers. International Overdose Awareness Day is this Monday, August 31st. Aaron, it's been a pleasure having you on this morning to get this important information out there, and certainly keep us posted if you have any other updates to share.
Okay, thanks for having me.